The grizzly bear gulped a mouthful of water.
Your fishing spot is 3 days away?
Give or take, said the frigate bird, doing figure eights over the grizzly bear's head. With a good tailwind, I can sometimes make it in two.
The grizzly bear watched the frigate bird swirling and dipping. That bird could keep going for days, the grizzly bear thought. But I certainly can't. A tailwind won't help me a bit.
She longed for her sunny beach and her nice dry den.
I am sure it is a fine fishing spot, she said, but I didn't know it was so far away. I have things I need to do at home.
With that, the grizzly bear turned around. She raised a paw to wave goodbye to the frigate bird, and then, paw over paw, started swimming for shore. The sun was disappearing into the sea by the time the grizzly bear reached the rocky ledge. She was glad to be home and ready for a little bite of dinner before bed. Chapter 4. Fishing Friends. A week or so later, the frigate bird met up with the grizzly bear near the beach.
I trust your fishing trip was a success. It was magnificent to watch you snapping up fish in mid-flight, said the grizzly bear.
Why, thank you, said the frigate bird. I am sorry that the distance was too far for you to swim. Still, you are unbeatable when it comes to catching fish on the rocky ledges of the seashore.
I know, said the grizzly bear. The summer passed, and the two friends got together often. When the frigate bird was out fishing far and wide, the grizzly bear stayed busy around her seaside home. One day, when the frigate bird returned from fishing, he was surprised to find a tall perch built on the bank of the river. He swooped in for a landing and grabbed it with his claws.
I can't believe this, he cried. I can stand up on dry land without toppling over.